When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. It's Monday, day 10. Welcome back. We are live once again. I'm going to talk about relationship issues. And on this show, we don't go by the generic, old-fashioned answers that have been given in the past with people that are having certain issues that are very important and significant to them. And we try to whitewash it and say, well, it's the personality that counts, and it's this that counts, and if this person thinks this, they're not a good person. If this person thinks that, they're not a good person. Romantically, everybody has their standards. Well, most people. Some of us are honest, and we'll state that we have our standards romantically. You're not going to come across many honest people. So the honest people in the world, which there are not many, have their standards. They know what does it for them romantically. Now, they do as it relates to not only personality, but physical characteristics. They know what does it for them. And even with that, knowing what does it for you. And I would prefer to be with a man that knows what does it for him romantically like that. I wouldn't want to be with a man that says, well, I'm open to any woman. Hell no. I want you to have standards like that. You know, and I want you to have chosen me because I meet that standard for you physically, mentally, emotionally. That will make me feel quite special than a man saying, okay, see, I'm different as a woman. I'm not going to speak for all women, but I'm most definitely different. It will make me feel better than you saying, well, I'm just open. If it's a woman and it's a warm body, I'm not into that. So, I have a standard. I have what attracts me physically because I am honest enough to say that I'm not just looking for a companion in life, just like I wouldn't be looking for a pen pal. I'm not looking for a companion. I'm not just looking for a warm body. I'm very much alive. I very much have a pulse. I'm looking for a romantic relationship with somebody that would have all the qualities physically, mentally, and emotionally that turns me on, that makes me feel that I have most definitely come in contact with the one for me. So if I were to meet someone and they checked off all the emotional characteristics that I like, but they don't have the mental characteristics or the physical characteristics or a certain worldview, they would not be the complete package like that. If they had the physical characteristics that I like, but they didn't have a worldview or the mental characteristics, or they would not be the complete package like that. And if I said, well, come on, I would be settling. And that would be doing myself a disservice, and it would be doing them a disservice like that. Now, so, you know, and And even with having a standard, which we could sometimes call preference, and preference is good for me. Now, it doesn't mean that there's not room where other characteristics that person could have that is significant to the person with the preference or significant to the person with the standard, it outweighs what is lacking. But what is lacking can only be lacking in a slight degree, not lacking completely, and something else makes up for it. No, because then you would be saying, okay, I'm selling, but the person has all of this, so come on. No. There's always going to be a healthy balance along the spectrum. That's why I'm not going to speak for any other woman. That's why it takes me a long time to choose a partner like that. And I'm okay with that long process because I want to choose, because when I'm in a relationship with you, I want to be plugged in fully. Either I'm plugged out or I'm plugged in or out. There is no in between, you know, because that would be doing the person that I'm in a romantic relationship with a disservice, and it would be doing myself a disservice. So men have issues. Men also have preferences. Now, and I love men. I love men. I've always stated on the podcast that I love men. Now, it doesn't mean that I don't feel that some men have their issues like that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I love men overall like that. Now, and men also have their preferences, what they want, you know, and men is the way that men are, some men, I'm not going to say all men, the way that some men are, you know, even with, when we look, even, you know, is when we take things like attractiveness, and that's going to be dependent upon the person, what is attracted to them. That's based on the individual that is looking. And men that would qualify or label themselves as unattractive, still wanting attractive women. So that means they have a preference. Still not wanting someone that they look at as their equal level of attractiveness or lower than that attractiveness, usually. Of course, there are always exceptions to the rule. We could always Google up photos and see where that's the exception. Okay, of course. But I'm speaking overall. And just like what we're going to talk about today is height. And a lot of men, not all, but a lot of them that are short here in the United States specifically, because height most definitely depends on the country of origin and what the overall average for that country is as it relates to what is short for a man's stature based on the other men, the median height in that country. Now, so, and then with the short men even wanting tall women, it's like nobody wanting, most of them, nobody wanting, I would feel that it would be easier if the short man is having a problem with getting taller women to be attracted to them, but that's the case, I would feel that, well, wouldn't it be more normal to be with a short woman the way that you are, or a shorter woman? But then that man may say, well, people are attracted to what they're attracted to. Okay, just like a woman that would want a taller man, she's attracted to what she would be attracted to. Okay, now, and then we can all Google photos where we see short men that are short, based on that country's medium height, medium stature for that country, those short men would be with tall women. That is not the norm, but everything is possible like that. And so even they would be having preferences. Even people that call themselves out as having characteristics that society has deemed as unfavorable, or they themselves look at unfavorable, and they have these characteristics, they want that opposite of them, and it could cause a issue as it relates to them dating, when I feel that to avoid the issue, you could get what is like you. But as I stated, people will say, well, they're attracted to that opposite, or they want like that, you know? So the question is that somebody has written, do 5'4" men like me have any point in living if women don't like us? That's a male's question. He's 5'4". Now, that's my height. I might be 5'3". Okay. I might be 5'3". I might be 5'4". I might be 5'3". I'm like, there, you know. So now, in which was a question, and we always on my show, we're gonna skip over answers that are about, well, it's not about your height, it's about your personality. If people are joining, we're gonna skip because those don't serve a purpose. Those are the old fashioned approaches, the old fashioned answers that don't serve the purpose as it relates to the issue that the person is having. That's like putting a Band-Aid on something or whitewash on something. So on this show, my take on it is with Your Angelic Karma, I'm fearless, so I don't have to put Band-Aids or whitewash days. And I'm not going to give you that old-fashioned answer, generic answer. Now, about, well, if the woman is only caring about your height, she's not a good woman. Well, maybe she is a great woman. Maybe she has a standard and a preference. Just like the man that is worried about his height, maybe he wants tall women. And he has a standard and a preference also. So whitewash answers, they never work. And could they leave the person with the same question or the same feeling? And they'll never work. They never have worked and they never will work. Like that. So somebody answers this question and another guy answered it. And he stated, this is a very interesting answer that he gave. He stated, I have a friend who is 5'5". He's a guy. He has a male friend that is 5'5". He is in a similar situation that you are when it comes to his height and approach to women. After observing him, I understood what is wrong. Number one, he somehow always tries to prove to his social circle that he is so successful with women and that he could get the most beautiful tall women in the room. He approaches these tall women aggressively, and this is very counterproductive. So what he's saying is the 5'5" guy comes across as cocky and overconfident and is interested in tall women. Women tall to him. He's 5'5". So he's slightly taller than me, which I would label him as short. And by American standards, for men statistically, that is a short man. 5'5". Now, number two, he is not interested in short women at all. One time I was around him and a cute, shorter girl showed great interest in him. He was not interested. He wanted to approach the taller girls. I think short guys need to understand that they are not the type for all tall women. It is what it is. You need to accept it. Most women like to look up to their partner in the physical sense also, and that is okay. Yet it does not mean that shorter women are not interested in you. Now, so this guy that is writing, that is answering and relating the story to a friend of his, he is also insinuating that he would think that if a shorter guy is, but there are tall women that are above the median height for women, which I think in the United States, the median height for women, if I'm not correct, is 5'4". Or 5'5", I'm below that. I'm 5'3 or 5'4 like that. I feel that I'm 5'3. I may be 5'4. Now, so I'm pretty sure those tall women like short men for some reason. Now, and are attracted to them. Now, so this guy is insinuating that it would be easier for the guy of 5 feet to be with a woman that is shorter or his same stature. Now, that man or short men can say, no, they have a preference. They are attracted to tall women. That's the way preference and what people want. When we hear people and people with the generic answers, when they hear someone say, I feel that I'm not physically attractive, what can I do to make myself physically attractive? Or I feel that I'm not tall enough. I feel that I'm not this, that, and other. And you could tell that person that is feeling that, well, if people are wanting you just because of this defect, well, sometimes it's that person that is speaking about their defect. They're attracted to the opposite. They want They don't want what they are either. That's not what they're trying to attract. They also have a preference. It's not just about, oh, poor you. It's about they have a preference, because it would be easier for them to stay in that group of like people that are like them, but that's not what they want. So it's really not a poor baby situation. It's people stating what they want, and which is usually opposite them, or characteristics they find more attractive than what they have, like that. Because they have a preference also. It's not about appeasing their emotional energy as it relates to who they are describing themselves as. It's about they are trying to get to their preference, like that. So, and this guy also goes on to say, yes, yet it does not mean that shorter women are not interested in you. Statistically speaking, you have a much greater chance finding a girl who is shorter. Okay. If I were you, I would try to approach a shorter woman. I would try to approach shorter women. But that short guy, remember, may be attracted, have a preference for tall women. You know, and this guy also goes on to say, stop chasing the wrong goals and stop trying to prove a point to your social circle and society that you could date a tall woman. Also, don't do anything counterproductive and become aggressive, because even the shorter women in the room might see that and you might lose interest even from them. You will have a great dating life if you follow my advice. Good luck. Okay, you all have to decide if you feel that his advice is correct. I feel that he is making the logical point that I will make. But to that, okay, if you're short, you know that you're short, statistically speaking, or you feel that you're unattractive and you decided that, and you're having, but they will want something that is opposite that. You really don't have romantic relationship issues if what is opposite that isn't attracted to you. It is not about saying what is opposite of that is that isn't attracted to that person that has the issue. You can't say that what is opposite is they are shallow if they're not attracted. No. Because why wouldn't you be able to say what the one that is saying, well, I'm short or I'm unattractive? Why can't we say that they're shallow if they're not wanting to be with somebody that is equally unattractive or equally short? Why is it okay for them to want to be attracted and want attention and want romance from that which they look at as having positive characteristics? So looking at it from a logical standpoint, with that back and forth ping pong mental energy, it's about people are not really having dating issues. It becomes a dating issue when you are having your own personal preference, which is correct, and that preference goes outside of what you labeled yourself as, or what society in general statistically has decided on average the characteristics that people hold factually. And who's attracted to what, who's attracted to that, who's attracted to this, like that. And, you know, and somebody states, girls like to wear high heels because she looks more sexy when she looks more tall. When you go to a party holding her waist, you feel a height difference. Girls feel more safe in the arms of taller guys. The guy may realize that. That's what this person writes. While kissing, either the guy needs to lift on his toes or she has to bend forward. Okay, now that's what this person states. Now, which is, I would not date a guy that, I'm 5'3". We're just going to go ahead and say 5'3". I don't average up. I don't round up. I just round down. Okay. We're going to say I'm 5'3". Now, and we could say 5'3.5". I'm going to just say 5'3". I would not date a guy that's 5'3". I would not date a guy that's shorter than that. I would not date a guy that's 5'4". I would not date a guy that's 5'5". And I'm not I don't pretend, so I don't say, well, what if he has these characteristics emotionally? Okay, I feel that I could find somebody at a different stature that has the same characteristics, like that. I don't feel that characteristics are associated with height, but physical attraction, for me, I associate it with height, like that. So for the physical attraction, that's why I would not be dating. Now, the person, I feel that the emotional characteristics and the personality, I can find that in a 6 foot tall person, a 5 foot 10 person. And for physical attraction, on top of the emotional compatibility and personality compatibility, that they would be taller than that. They would be at least 5'10", like that. Now, and somebody answers, and they state, height determines the power equation in a relationship. People with more height are regarded as more powerful, rightful, and as a leader. I like answers like these, even though I may or may not agree with them, but I like these types of answers. These answers pull at me and evolution and thought more than, well, if somebody's judging you by your height, they're not a good person. When that same person that could be talking about their height could want somebody that's taller than them, and they look at that as attractive also, so they also have their standard and preference like that. So these answers, the out-of-the-box thinking that doesn't go with the generic answers that we usually hear, pull at me more, even though I may not be in agreement with them. Now, height determines the power equation in a relationship, this person states. People with more height are regarded as more powerful, rightful, and as a leader. Taller people are usually more respected. Therefore, the right to make a decision or choice is largely decided by the taller person in a relationship. The diminutive person will be usually more accepting to it because she or he considers the taller person to be better than him or her. Okay. That said, traditionally and genetically, men are taller than women. So much so that it is considered to be a natural law or the law of nature that the guy has to be taller than a girl when in a relationship. Because a change in power equation also demands a compromise in ego, or rather letting go of it. And compromises don't last long unless serious amounts of willpower and control is wielded in it. After all, it is how the ego is handled, and that can make or break a relationship. Okay. So I don't know how completely in agreement I am with him, but for me specifically, the tallness would be, the height is about a physical attraction. Now, that's what and this woman answers, a short, brief answer. I'm 5'5", she states. Dated not shorter, but I dated guys my height, or a weeny bit shorter, she states. And it was a surprise, because in my mind, I always said he needs to be taller. If you have the confidence and act manly, etc., it really doesn't matter. It was awesome also, but because I don't like heels. Okay, that was her answer. So she stated she associated height to manliness. And I, with the first guy to answer the question, always saw short guys as trying to come across as cocky or over, they would like overcompensate, or you could tell that they would be overcompensating, either by becoming very muscular or being very cocky. Not all of them, but the short ones that I've come across. And I am not physically attracted to anyone that is my stature face to face or shorter than I am. I would not be physically attracted to them, like sexually attracted to them, like that. And yes, I have to be sexually and physically attracted to a partner. So, but I know that there are women that are, and some of them are most definitely taller than I am, and a lot of short men have a preference also for those types of women. And like that, I would not, with hugging, I would not be comfortable with a man laying his head on my chest if we're standing up hugging, or able to lay his head on my shoulder if we're standing up hugging. That would feel very uncomfortable for me, and I would just not be attracted to that. I would feel that that man would look better with a woman that is shorter than he is or at his same height, but that is shorter than him or at his same height, which meaning that a man 5'3 like me may look good with a woman that's 5'3, just not me as a woman, because I am physically attracted to men that are tall, at least 5'10" like that is what's physically attractive to me like that. Okay, everyone, I want to share. That's why I want to share just some food for thought. There's somebody out there for everyone. There's somebody out there for everyone. And just because someone is bringing up what they look at as non-sociably acceptable characteristics in themselves, or it could not even be about what is sociably acceptable. It could be about what they look at as non-physically accepting as ways to them not accepting it. Don't think that those people don't also have a preference in what they are looking for and what they are wanting and who they are wanting attention from. Because if they did not have a preference, they would not say that they are having relationship issues. They would be people equal to who they are. But that could be not what they're wanting. So twist your mind a bit, change your mind a bit, evolve your mind a bit, and see it from a big picture aspect and not a narrow-minded aspect, which usually coincides with a generic answer of poor baby, if they don't want you because of this, it means something is wrong with them. Not really. Not really. Because sometimes, as I stated, it's that person that is stating their own what they look at as physical faults. They're not even wanting that in a partner. They're wanting something that they look as what they see as beautiful or like that. People are usually reaching up. And people are usually reaching up. But there are a lot of relationship pairings where with men that are short and wanting tall women, they're wanting tall, beautiful women, they will stay. They'll be short. I want a tall, beautiful woman, they will stay. Okay. Okay. It would be, and some of them, we could Google a few pictures. It would be a few where the short man would be with. Especially if you want to look at the entertainment industry, which is what people would Google to make a point. Everybody makes a point by looking at the entertainment industry. The entertainment industry does not speak for the earthly population like that. And you could Google beautiful tall women with short men like that, but it'll be far and few in between as it relates to what you see out in society. But you don't see short men without women either. So, and that's a good thing. Okay, everyone, that's what I want to share. Until next time, thanks for listening. Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.